Hello? Hey, we're back on Knockout Radio.
That was our music intro.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
They could have gave us a warning.
Well, no, I was going to sing to you.
like soften the blow.
No, I was told that I'm going to be doing the music, so I was going to sing to you, but I forgot.
All right, well, welcome back.
Just like I forgot to hit the stream for Radio Chaos.
Oh, that's what it was. All right. Well, did you want to talk
about... Is this your first day here? Yeah, What's going on?
Do you want to talk about UFC 229?
Sure. No?
Like, I mean, I wasn't really excited about it. I mean, McGregor, headliner. Obviously, I'm going to tune in for the Khabib fight. But the co-main event, I think, is the most interesting fight. That's the Tony Ferguson versus Anthony Pettis fight. I think that's probably your best. I think it's the best fight of the night.
No.
I mean, who else? I mean, Khabib, McGregor's not going to be that.
No, I don't think that's going to be a very good fight. I truly don't.
Wasn't he supposed to fill in New York? Wasn't there something? He offered.
Yeah, he wanted to.
He wanted to.
I think Ferguson wins.
You think Ferguson beats
him?
Yeah. But he's rusty, right?
How do you look rusty? I understand if paint is rusting, but how does a fighter look rusty? How do you know? You're looking at a fight card. How does that tell you that he's rusty?
When was the last time he fought? I mean, they call it ring rust for a reason.
I don't buy into it.
I mean, Jameis Winston can't come back and just start because he hasn't played for four games.
Sure he could.
4 weeks.
Absolutely he could.
Taken any reps.
Absolutely he could.
He could, but it's not in sync with
And
the
not
team.
Only not only he could, but he's been taking reps for the past 3 weeks.
My Do game you know reps, that, not game speed, not...
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. They had a game over the weekend. Oh. He brought in people, and they played a game.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Now, there's no real hitting and stuff like that.
Sure.
But they're still playing. They're still going full
force. But you've been covering this a long time. You don't think there's a ring rust is a real...
I really don't. I don't buy it. Now, again, I haven't fought either.
Right.
But I believe, and I have been told by numerous fighters, that it's harder in the gym than it is in the fight.
Okay.
They train. They practice. They do whatever more and harder and at a faster pace and whatever in a gym. So as long as they're working out, and I think Tony Ferguson's been working out. I think all these guys have been working out.
Sure.
That's why I don't think it's that big of a deal for Chuck Liddell to come back and fight. Is it smart? I'm not arguing that. Probably not. But if he's training, if he's boxing, if he's in the gym working out, what's any different than, granted, you have headgear on. We're here, when he fights Tito on the 24th. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
So if Tony Ferguson hasn't been training, that might be different. If it's you all of a sudden showing up at the UFC to take on Brock Lesnar, then yeah, we have a problem.
Okay, yeah, Brock's got a problem.
Well, the problem is he's off the juice.
Oh, my. All right.
Well, we don't know if you are. Allegedly, he is.
Winging myself
off. Rest of the card, go.
But, Pettis is a former champ. I mean, in that division.
He is.
So, yeah, you got...
So he thought he was Spider-Man, and he runs up the side of a cage. Come on.
OSP. Versus Dominic Reyes.
Oh, Dom's our guy.
Yeah.
We'll have to get him on next week. We'll have Dominic on next week, which means Joe Stevenson will be on as well.
That's the light heavyweight card? Or that's light heavyweight?
The light heavyweight card? The whole card of light heavyweights.
Yeah. Heavyweight, Derek Lewis versus Alexander Volkov. Volkov?
It's always good to have
Russian in
there. Derek on a card. Okay.
And Michelle Karate Hottie Watterson versus Felice Herring. So that's your women's strawweight. That finishes up your main event.
So is that the main event on the undercard?
That's the final. That's the first fight of the main card.
The Felice fight is the first card. Getting information from you is like pulling teeth.
It's the first fight of the main card.
All right. Go ahead.
And then moving to preliminary card, you've got bantamweight. You got Sean O'Malley versus Jose Alberto.
I don't get this.
Guinness.
I don't get the hype on O'Malley. I really don't. You know, I think... Because he wears this getup and all that kind of stuff.
The afro.
And good for him.
Right.
I mean, he's selling himself as a character.
Sure.
I think he's an up-and-coming guy. He's been successful. But he's marketing himself as this character. I'd be curious to know if that's even really him.
I don't know.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, outside of the cameras and the lights.
Of course.
You know, is he... a quiet guy, not like you, loud and boisterous. You know, is he quiet?
I like to call myself bold.
Yeah.
Sergio Pettis versus Formiga.
See, I don't think it's fair. I think if I was czar of MMA,
which you could be.
I would not allow you to have two fighters from the same camp on a card.
The Pettis card, the Pettis family?
Well, I'm saying brothers? From the whole... You didn't just say that out loud, did you? Just at least pretend like you're semi-intelligent.
Fine.
I
well, why is that such a crazy question? The Diaz brothers are brothers. The Nagaro brothers. I mean, there's multiple profession.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know who Sergio Pettis is.
That would be Anthony's brother.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a dumb question.
Well, it is dumb, but I understand if their name was Smith.
I mean, if they're Silva. I mean, everyone in Brazil is named Silva.
Or Smith.
right. That is the Smith of Brazil.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But that's, I mean, I didn't know if it was like blood family. I didn't know if they were from the same camp.
Yeah, they're from the same camp with the same last name.
I got it.
I know. I'm not expecting you to know every fighter.
No, of course
but,
not.
But to not know that Sergio and Anthony are brothers is...
Why do I need to know that? Why do I need to know anything about Sergio Pettis?
Because he's an up-and-comer. Well, now he's been around for a while, but he's been an up-and-comer.
All right.
Do you know who else trains in that gym?
Until he wins something. I don't know.
Who else trains in the Pettis gym?
I don't know.
Phil Brooks.
Oh, my boy. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Not fast enough.
Vicente Luque. I don't know how to pronounce these guys. Jalen Turner. And two guys I don't know.
You know, Turner's brother plays for the Dodgers.
Or Ted Turner?
No, that's his dad. The dad is Ted. Oh,
what about Turner and Hooch?
And the other Turners are Turner and Hooch.
That'd be a great fight. Let's put Turner versus Hooch.
I'll take Hooch.
Always take Hooch.
No, I think
you? Why you never bet against?
No, for sure. Next.
Aspen Ladd versus Tanya Evinger.
Or Evinger.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's two people. I don't know who they are. I'm not going to watch it.
What are you going to? You're going to turn it off in the middle of the fight?
Just going to speed it up. I can stream TV, baby. I watch what I want.
Yeah,
I want.
But you can't fast forward it past a fight that hasn't happened yet.
If it happens overseas, then I can do it.
Go to Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, so now we're on to the early prelims, if you care. Any of these names. Graham Maynard's the only one I recognize. Ryan LaFerre. He's a good fighter. Tony Martin. So
that's Billy's son.
Billy Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right. I thought it was Ricky's. Ricky Martin.
Here's probably the worst thing, one of the worst things that I've ever done.
Okay.
The day, night, whenever Billy Martin died.
Okay.
Okay. I happened to have on Home Shopping, and they were selling Billy Martin autographed baseballs.
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Did you buy one?
I bought one.
Okay. You're a collector. I mean, why would you?
I wouldn't have bought it if it was the day before.
But obviously, you bought it unsigned.
No.
Oh.
How do you buy a signed Billy Martin?
You buy it and he's not there to sign it.
Well, no, they have them. They do the signings and all that stuff beforehand.
Okay.
And then in this particular case, back in the day, Home Shopping used to bring in a lot of athletes. Matter of fact, I met Kyle and Richard Petty there.
Oh, nice.
And they would come in and they would sign for hours.
Two guys from the same family again.
Well, no, they're not blood related.
Oh, they're not?
No. Yeah. So see, there you thought they were related and they're not.
It's so confusing.
Right. So what the extras and they do other stuff later and so forth. So, they said tragic news, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Billy Martin just died, but we have these baseballs we need to sell. We need to clean out our inventory. Yeah. And we're going to let them go for the rock bottom price of $19.95.
Yeah, I mean, these big, that's what they do. They sandpile the stuff for those moments, right? I mean, that's when they make their
sure,
coin.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm sure they got a whole facility full of Hulk Hogan stuff waiting for that viral video thing to be true.
Perfect. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, it's our Ultimate Fighter segment. Tonight's representative from Team Gastelum will be on the line with us shortly, Josh Parisian, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Song.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tales Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to TuxTalesTampa.com or HumaneSocietyTampa.org.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at God Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at God Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
All right, we're hanging out here at Tour de Pizza, 8th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And speaking of knockouts, tonight's episode, we return for the Ultimate Fighter on the phone with us right now. One of the two fighters in tonight's fight, John Parisian. Josh, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So let's kind of set the stage. How long, how far into filming are we? We're only talking up to today, so we don't obviously know what's happening tonight. Where are we in the filming? How long have you been in the house?
At this point, I think it's been about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. And I know we're going back. We're going back in time. Does it feel like up to this point like it's been 3 weeks? Does it seem like a week, or does it seem like 6 months?
Oh, do you mean? Oh, I wasn't sure if you meant from the start of the show to the fight,
yeah,
or from the fight to the fight now.
No, I was talking about originally. You know, how long have you now been in the house from the start? You know, to tonight's fight. You know, which is roughly 3-4 weeks, correct?
Oh yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. And, no, it's okay. And did it feel like it was 3 or 4 weeks, or did it feel like 6 months? A lot of times when you go, like I was in the military, I was in the middle of the ocean. 2 weeks in, I felt like I was gone for 3 years already. So kind of, you know, what was the feeling like 3-4 weeks into filming?
Oh, yeah, it definitely felt way longer than 3 or 4 weeks. Just because of every day is just so much stress. You don't have anything to take your mind off of fighting or anything like that. So you're just in the moment all the time, and it just makes the time drag on.
What was it like day one? You get out of the vans, you're at the training center, the doors open, you're walking into the house. You know, if you can remember back to it, you know, what was the feeling like? What were your thoughts? What were your emotions?
Oh, it was just, it was honestly just so, it was overwhelming, really. We get let into this house, and then we don't get assigned rooms or anything, so we have to scramble around and find a room. But we don't know the layout of the house at all. So we go in there, and we're just running up and down the halls, like, looking for anything. But we were told that there were only some beds that were queen size, and the other ones, were, I believe, were twin or full size. And being heavyweights, we wanted to find the queen size beds immediately. So it was just rushing around through there and trying to find those. But yeah, it was a wild thing, just feeling like ants in an ant farm.
Now, when you first get to the house, do you know any of the other fighters? Are they all strangers? Do you want to get, you know, stay in a room with some of the heavyweight? You know, how did you want to do it? Obviously with women on there too, you know, you got to be separate. And so how strange was it to now room with somebody that you possibly could fight down the road, or to inevitably go on and win the championship? You're going to have to fight two or three of these heavyweights, sharing a room with, sharing a house with. How strange and difficult has that been?
Oh, it's so strange. And I, as far as knowing anybody, I met a few people during the tryouts, maybe two of them, maybe three. But other than that, I met them while I was there. I looked up as many people as I could online to see how they fight, their styles and everything, and try to study as many people as I could. But other than that, it was meeting them for the first time. And it was really definitely a difficult situation living with somebody you're about to fight, just because you're just like the fight brain, I guess, takes over, and you're overanalyzing every single thing they do. You know, you're watching them prepare their food. Like, what are they eating? You know what I mean?
Right.
Looking at them, do they look tired today? You're just analyzing everything.
You know, people have always said, you know, when a fighter signs with the UFC and it's their first UFC fight and it's the first time they're in the octagon, leading up to the three and a half weeks of now filming, just with the training that you've done up to this point, has being on the Dana's Contender Series, did that help? Did it really not have any help at all as you're now, you know, seeing those UFC logos and everything for the past 3.5 weeks?
I don't know if it really made a difference. When I fought on the Contender Series, once the fight happens, all that little stuff just kind of goes away. You only see the person in front of you, and you don't really realize what's going on the outside. I kind of like it in a way, just because you don't hear the screaming of the crowd, and it's not over top of your coach. I could hear my coach screaming or talking to me, which is nice. But it was kind of, you know, I did have that advantage of fighting in the exact same cage, in the exact same spot, you know, same venue and everything, when I was in the house.
Back to how strange Sorry. Let's go back just for a second.
I was just knowing the size of the cage and everything, I was saying was kind of a little bit of an advantage.
Sure. I'm still, you know, every week I have a different, you know, fighter on from the Ultimate Fighter, going all the way back to season one. And knowing that, and there's a big difference between, you know, a teammate and a training partner and all that kind of stuff. How difficult is it to train? Now, you're training, getting ready to fight tonight. And depending on the outcome, again, you could be fighting whoever you're training with in your next fight. So how do you go 100% training without going 100% training so that the person you're rolling around with or doing whatever with won't be able to learn anything about you because you might have to fight them?
Well, that was one thing that I wasn't really too concerned about, just because I was only forward focused on the as I was going on the next thing in front of me. So it wasn't necessarily like I wasn't thinking about so far ahead. I was just thinking about each goal in front of me at the time. And I just wanted to get as much training in and as hard as I could up until that point. I mean, whatever happened in the show, I really wanted to take take advantage of the opportunity, I guess, of just being there for 6 weeks and only be able to focus on training and getting the best work I can, eating the best food, all that stuff. So I really just wanted to make sure that I came out a better athlete. So as long as I was training hard, I was happy.
What can you tell us that we may not know about your coach, former Ultimate Fighter winner, Kelvin Gastelum? Give us something on him.
Well, let's see.
Nothing comes to mind.
I didn't know anything about him beforehand. When I first met him, he seemed a little bit reserved. But he's a funny guy. He's extremely funny. I actually just talked to him this morning. He allowed me to come stay at his house. I'm going out to King's in October. And he's let me stay at his house for a week to train. Nice guy.
Very cool. Last question for you, and we certainly do appreciate your time. Next Saturday could be the biggest UFC fight, could possibly be one of the biggest MMA fights of all time with Khabib versus Conor McGregor. Give me your thoughts.
So every time that I go against Conor, right. He wins. Every time I predict against him, he wins. So this time I'm going to say that he wins, but I really think Khabib's going to win. I just think that he's going to grind Conor down. Conor's shown before that, you know, cardio hasn't always been his strength. And it's tiring to be wrestled down and try to stand. You know what I mean? So,
sure.
But I'm just saying Conor because I've been wrong every time I root against him.
you want to hedge the bet. And we've all seen the video that Khabib, you know, wrestling the bear when he was a youngster and how good his cardio is. So it's going to be interesting. I will be out there. Josh, thank you very much for your time, for coming on the show. We're going to send you a package from Ape Man Strong, and I'll reach out through the UFC and get an address and get that sent out to you this way.
Oh, awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight. I know it's already filmed, but best of luck. We'll be watching tonight on Fox Sports 1. Thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
That is Josh Parisian tonight in the semifinals against Michelle Batista, an Olympic wrestler. I believe he's from Cuba, and it'll be interesting to see. And I get the screeners, and I've said this week in and week out, I purposely don't watch it. I don't want to know because I don't want to hedge anything. So it'll be interesting. Kelvin Gastelum up 3-1, last week's guest, winning early, and then ends up to get submitted, so giving Robert Whittaker his first victory. So kind of cool. You'll have to tune in tonight. I would tell you to tune in, but this will be episode 5.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've seen episode none.
Tonight will be the first.
Well, you got the stream TV now. So now you can watch anytime you want.
It's not a stream TV issue. It's just, I just don't have time issue.
Cause it's too late.
It's too late, you know, and I'm just overworked, you know? This radio job is very stressful.
Yeah, because you put so much into it. yeah, I got you.
I'm always on work, always on duty.
All right. With that said, believe it or not, it's break time.
No way, again?
It is. Well, you just got back, and now it's break time. Go make a pizza. Let's at least eat during the break.
Yes.
What is the shortest time it would take you to make a pizza?
It depends on how fast the oven is working.
So you have to turn it on first.
Yeah, well, that helps.
All right, with that said, coming to you live from Torta Pizza here in St. Pete, 88th Avenue and 4th Street, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the South Dome.
Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
I was going to let him sing a little bit just so you get all excited. Little Kid Rock there. If you could go see any singer, any band, any whatever.
Alive or dead?
Oh, yeah, alive or dead.
Oh, it got to be MJ. Got to be.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he was in Space Jam. He rocked it.
Never saw him sing.
But no, Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix would be cool.
Really? I don't know if I, yeah. He was in that booth.
I don't need him to sing, but to play the guitar.
Yeah, I'm not
live.
Interested. Not interested. Not, really? You know, but on the same line, I was telling somebody the story that I went and saw Joe Perry, and I had zero interest in seeing him.
Was he with Foreigner at the time?
Well, no, he was with and still with Aerosmith, but whatever.
Who was the front guy for Foreigner?
Dennis DeYoung?
No.
That sticks. I don't know.
I thought that was Steve Perry.
No. Steve Perry was Journey.
Oh, that's
this is Joe Perry.
Joe Perry. God. Are they still from the same family?
You're
like,
killing
like the Diaz brothers?
Yes, they are brothers.
And Kyle and Richard Petty?
Yep. Well, they're not. Kyle and Richard Petty are not related. But Joe and Steve Perry are.
What about Walt and Sean Harris?
No, they're not.
In competition for the best Harris ever?
Well, no. Walt has that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He has that narrowed down. Now, because you've rambled on, I don't know where I was going or what I was talking.
I don't know. I'm just waiting on Ken Shamrock to come on. And
yeah, he's busy right now.
So we can... Seriously? God. What's he got going on? He's retired.
We don't know that. I told you that he missed last week because he was training. I think he's coming out of retirement to fight you.
That would be awesome. I'll take that fight.
How long do you think you could last? Seriously.
In that fight? I mean, I got what? How old is he?
It doesn't matter. How long do you... Over, under 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Over 10 seconds. Over 10 seconds,
no,
for sure.
No, I don't think so.
No, good question.
I think you want his hands? You know, that was the saying that we started the show with. I think he hits you one time, you're gone.
No, one time?
Yeah, one time.
Seriously? You don't give me any credibility for...
Zero.
None.
None.
You don't think I could take one punch from Ken Shamrock?
No.
And survive?
No.
I don't know. Not natural, right? I mean, it's, he's probably like, he didn't look natural when he was here. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's natural.
No, he's got to be on hormone replacements.
No, so. He drinks natural orange juice.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just saying, but yeah, I mean, I would have to train.
One punch. You can't train to take a punch.
You can train to take a punch.
No way.
Yeah, of course.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
All right, so Ken Shamrock. Or anybody else is going to punch you one time in the jaw and knock you out. So if they do it once a day for a month, it's going to get you used to getting knocked out.
You can toughen up your jaw. You can get used to being dazed and unconscious. I mean, the Thai guys, they kick their shins against bamboo trees to deaden the nerves.
All right. I have said on numerous occasions that was the stupidest thing you've ever said, and I think you just topped it.
All right. I would probably fall down.
You can train getting used to getting knocked out.
As soon as they close the cage, I would jump out of it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even last 10 seconds.
Hell in a cell.
I would just run away.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have it set up so that when the cage lowers for Hell in a Cell, you're able to push open. For it.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't think you could do that either.
No, those are big boys. I'm not messing with those. I just stay in the recording booth.
Yeah, because your commercials are so much better.
It's safe in this cage.
Oh, all right. So we have Vegas coming up. We have Ken Shamrock coming up.
Yep.
We have Arnold Adams coming up.
Okay.
Arnold's in the finals in Biloxi next month against our boy Sam.
Oh, nice.
But now Arnold's our boy.
Yeah.
So now we have two guys. So we can't lose.
Can't lose. Yeah.
And I understand on your box, is it Stream TV?
It is.
You'll be able to watch Arnold Adams.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, I actually watched the Brazilian fights in Sao Paulo this weekend. There's actually a channel from Brazil. It was in Portuguese, and it was the combat channel.
And your wife translates for you fast enough?
Yes. Yeah, she. We're usually about a punch behind.
You know, I love when the translator, and we've had George Gugel on. You almost had me say Jorge. No, George Gugel. And he was talking the difference between a translator and
an interpreter.
And an interpreter.
Right.
Because the fighter will talk for 4 minutes.
Right.
And then the translator will say, Robert says that he feels good.
Right.
Just talk for 4 minutes.
Right. Also, it's like, thank God, their family, they all love the kid.
Well, shouldn't you translate all that?
I mean,
why is he saying it if he doesn't want us to know it?
I should get a translator. So do I need a translator or interpreter for my role in this program?
I didn't know you had a role.
I'm going to need a manager then.
I've got a couple that you could.
An agent?
Yeah, you need all that.
Okay.
And I'll tell that agent the same thing I tell all the other agents. And you know what that is?
Get out.
I don't talk to agents.
Have your agent call me. Have your agent call my agent.
I once had a guy I did play-by-play with.
Okay.
Okay? A former world champion.
Oh.
I did play-by-play. Now, the funniest part, and I'll get back to what he told me, but the funniest part was one of his fighters was fighting. Okay. We're doing play-by-play. He is doing play-by-play, for the network loud enough so that his fighter can hear what he's saying.
Okay.
The fighter then came over, brought the other guy over, and they're fighting in front of us.
Okay.
Okay, like you want to do. You want to bring the fight over to your corner, right? As this person is basically telling him what to do.
Wow.
So he's like, yeah, if I was in this situation, I would blah, blah, blah. And the guy's listening to every word that he said.
Sure.
So I've known this guy for many years. We did play-by-play together. I'm not sure I've said that enough.
Right.
I call him a month later, 2 months later, whatever. Hey, can we get you on the show? He goes, call my agent. Now, I would be able to respond to this a little different than I can now. If this was the other show,
okay,
I would respond a whole lot different and sure, tell you what I said.
Right.
But since this is FCC radio, I'm going to say that I told him no.
Wow.
And I've never spoken to him again.
So is that common for play-by-play guys to have agents?
No, it wasn't. it wasn't because he was a play-by-play. It was... guy, but speaking of a good guy, he's on the phone with us right now, and we're not going to talk MMA. No. We're going to talk his love. He's
letters.
A legend in MMA, but his love is NFL and football. Ken Shamrock. Ken, how are you?
Good, brother. How you been?
Not too bad. Things are good. The NFL season's going. The Bucks are 2-1, going up to Chicago, so things are good here in Tampa Bay. And you?
Is he for real, or? Is he for real or what?
I think he is, but like, you know, Jameis Winston said earlier today, with the weapons that they have, you know, yeah, Fitz is playing well, but I think they have the best receivers in football from top to bottom, the best six receivers in football. So, yeah, I think everything's for real.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think you got the Chargers, you got Kansas City, you got L.A., Rams. Those guys all can compete with the weapons, man. There's a lot of teams out there that are just loaded. You look at now, look at Atlanta when Ridley jumped out. Now you've got Sanu. I mean, it's from top to bottom. There's so many teams out there right now that have got not just two, but three solid number one wide receivers.
Very true. I believe the Bucs have three number one receivers. They have two number one tight ends. And then Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin, I think, are great number twos or number threes. So, yeah, a lot of teams have great receiving core, and we'll see what happens when they go up to Chicago with Mac, with what he's done. I think the funniest thing, and I'm sure you saw this, when Gruden traded Mac to Chicago, and then I think it was after last week where he went back to he seems like he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, well, you know, the funniest thing is when Gruden says on TV, yeah, well, you know, I think we probably could win a couple of these games if we could just get a pass rush. What? You can't say that after trading away one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
And do you think that was straight money? Do you think it was because of some attitudes in the locker room? I know that they're getting ready for the move to Vegas, but it's a little early to worry about that.
I think that I guess it depends on where you're standing at, but I see what group they can get, you know, two number ones and a couple number twos, and they already got a team that's pretty darn good. You know, they get one or two more players on the defensive side of the ball, and I think that they've got a team just like the rest of the top four of the teams in going to be right there, and it'll be right in time when they actually go and they start playing in Vegas. I think with those number one picks and the number two picks plus their own picks, I think they're going to be sitting right at that sweet spot. I think that when you're sitting from their point of view, you kind of understand why they did it. It was a great business move, but for a fan standpoint, you got to go through more pain and heartache with losing.
Well, and they did so well after the last trade when the Raiders traded Gruden to Tampa Bay, and they got two ones and two twos. It didn't really go well for them, so hopefully John can do it a little different. I hope that he does well. I wish him well. He's a good guy.
Well, you look at the way the players are coming out of the college now, though. Back then when Gruden was traded, it was really difficult to know whether or not these players are going to come out and perform. But But the last 2 years, you've seen these players coming out of college, especially at the quarterback position and the running back position, even the wide receiver. These guys are jumping right in, and they're having an impact on the NFL right away. So a lot of these college players coming out now are ready for the NFL.
Right. Speaking of which, the Cleveland Browns just made that official with Baker Mayfield now going to be the starter. Ironically, that's one of my seven. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you pick seven games, and then across the country, they have to email us in or go to the contact page on Knockout Radio, and they're going to send in seven games. And if they beat you, then they will then register for an eight-man strong care package. And, of course, when you win, that means more eight-man strong gear for you.
Yeah.
See, there was a system here. I knew what I was doing. So did you prepare seven games? I don't know if you went for the whole schedule, but hopefully you have seven picks that you're going to go with.
Well, actually, why don't you go ahead and throw some games out to me, and I'll pick them.
And I'll give Ken mine. So here's my seven. I'm going with the Eagles over the Titans. I'm going Saints over the Giants. I'm going Chiefs over the Broncos. Your Chargers over the 49ers. Now with Garoppolo down, I think that's an easy pick. I'm going the Browns over the Raiders. The Packers over the Bills, even though the Bills had that big win against the Vikings. And I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm going the Bucks over the Bears. Do you have that?
So I got the Texans versus Colts.
Right, Matt, that's good. The other games to you.
You're gonna have to throw some because I'm in a car right now, so I don't have the games in front of me.
So you got Texas versus Colts.
Texas versus the Colts. I'm going Houston. I think they're gonna get it together.
All right, you got the Bills versus Packers.
Oh come on, man! You gotta go. Aaron, don't go against Aaron Rodgers.
Patriots.
I stayed away from that one. I'm scared of that one.
The Patriots? I think Patriots are going to bounce back, man. I got Brady.
Okay.
I got,
against the undefeated Dolphins.
Got Lions, Cowboys.
I think he's going to beat them. He's going to beat them. I do. I think that Brady's going to go up there and have a big day.
Lions versus Cowboys? Is that an old Thanksgiving matchup?
I'm not gonna go on the Cowboys. I don't like the Cowboys.
You stop picking that one. All right, so that one's a throwaway.
Go Saints Giants.
Yeah, I love that one right there, man. I'm gonna go with the underdog. Giants are gonna pull it off.
Wow, going with the Giants, okay.
Yeah, let me tell you why. Because the Giants have had The Saints do not have a very good defense, and the way you beat the Saints is keeping Drew Brees off the field, and they have the right combination of doing that with Barkley. I believe if they can run the ball, which they can, and they keep the ball in time of possession, they can beat the Saints.
Okay, but yeah. We can go back to game one when the Bucs played the Saints. You know, they kept the Saints off the points. All right, going with the Giants.
Got Ravens Steelers.
Ravens Steelers, Ken.
Ravens Steelers. You know I am going with Ben. Ben had a big game this against Fitz, and I think he's gonna have another big game at home.
Okay.
49ers versus your Chargers.
Oh come on, man. With Garoppolo in there, I might have been tough to pick that one. But with Garoppolo out, man, I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Are we doing Monday night game or no?
Yeah, you can do Monday. Monday
night. Chiefs versus Broncos, Monday night.
I got the Chiefs.
Ooh, that's a tough one, man, because I think that the Chiefs are balling out right now. But because it's a divisional game, we play them tough, man. But I've got to stick with the hot hand, man. I got to go with the Chiefs.
Okay, so that's your seven. That's yours. I have my seven. You'll need to put your seven in before the top of the hour. And this is what we're going to do. Each and every Wednesday at 3:30, we're going to have you on for a couple minutes, talk a little NFL, and see where it rolls with. So let's see if you're victorious week one on your seven picks, which is Kansas City, Houston, Green Bay, New England, the New York Football Giants, Pittsburgh, and your Chargers.
And hey, listen, man, I'm a gambler too, so I'll take teams like the Giants when it looks like there's a good opportunity for, even not very strong right now, a lot of positions, but I think that if they can run the ball, man, they have a good shot at winning that game.
All right, we will review next Wednesday and then get your picks for next week. Ken, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun this season.
I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
All right, Ken Shamrock, your living legend, your Mount Rushmore, as we talked about that earlier in the show. So once again, my picks, I'm going Eagles, Saints, Chiefs, Chargers, Browns over Raiders, Packers, and I'm going to stick with the Bucs.
All right.
Ken Shamrocks, and that's all that matters. You need to be Ken, not me. Kansas City, Houston, the Packers, New England, the Giants, Pittsburgh, and the Chargers.
There it is. I got to get my picks in. I'll get my picks in before the end of the show.
Yeah, the chance of that's not real good.
But Ken should be a broadcaster for the NFL. I mean,
he knows his stuff.
Instead of Witten sitting up there just dragging on.
Honestly, I've never listened to Monday Night.
It was brutal.
Well, I don't brutal. Listen. You know, because I do the Monday Night Player Show,
right.
And then I come home and I watch 20 minutes of wrestling, and then I...
Do you like former players of the sport to be commentators? Or
oh, absolutely. I mean, I love listening to Tony Romo. I really do.
Really?
You know, I think...
his commercials.
Aikman's pretty good.
Awkward and eerie. Those sketcher where you go to the airport security.
Oh, yeah. Take the belt off.
That's a terrible commercial.
Yeah, no, it is. It is pretty bad.
Stick to broadcasting.
But, well, I remember when Romo was down in Dallas and there was talk about him going to Houston, and they showed an ambulance that was driving down the highway.
Well, I've seen him like on the field injured, and it was just a coin flip.
Well, that's not funny. None of this is funny. Why are you laughing at somebody, you know, being hurt?
Because the coin flip, there's no contact.
Pat Summerall.
But in the new NFL with all the flags and the protecting quarterback,
it's awful.
He could have played for 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. He could play now.
You know who took the biggest hit and it wasn't even a real play? They whistled it dead. Fitzpatrick got drilled in a play. Like when they blew it dead, it was a false start. And he got crushed way more than any other penalty of the game of play. But, you know, they don't talk about that stuff.
No. They only want the it's awful. And we talked about it in the locker room earlier today.
And the ratings are just going to keep going down. I mean, all this controversy and drama.
No, Ken was right. Ken was right. When I said, you know, was it too early? That's what they're getting ready for. They're getting ready for the move to Vegas. So by getting those picks, that makes sense. It does make sense. They're saving some money because they're going to... The people are going to go see their team play the Raiders.
Of course. No question.
Because it's in Vegas.
Of course. Absolutely.
I wish there was a game there next weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'd stay.
Sure.
Instead of taking the red eye home for nothing. It's a bye week for us here in Tampa. Impact show.
That was.
All right, so you have until technically.
I'll just take your picks. Right. You win, I win. We're a team, baby. You and me, knock on radio, man.
But again, it doesn't really matter.
We got Talking Sports with Randy Harris and Naked Pizza Man.
I'm not going to say that.
We're one.
Yeah, no, we're not. I'm not one with anybody who's naked and it ends in man. Because it doesn't say win man. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
At least wear an 8-man strong shirt.
In
shorts?
They just uploaded some like leftover gear that they had from a event or festival. I just saw it go up online today on their website.
So did you purchase any?
I'm going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a teal.
It's a teal white. Teal white. That's awesome.
It was good stuff.
Looked good.
All right.
So, shout out to Alec Nicholson. He's fighting coming up.
Next Friday. And his wife fights this weekend.
Hannah Goldie. She's fighting this Saturday. So, shout out to the 8-man crew family.
So they're going. I talked to Alex the other day. Obviously, they're going to her fight and then driving from there to New Orleans.
Yep. That's what...
And then Alex will fight twice next week if he wins the first one.
Sure.
Yes. And then, you know, he'll fight.
You like
the same.
That? You like the tournament style?
I did like the tournament. Yeah, I did like it. You know, I mean, I've been covering MMA and the UFC so long, it was a tournament.
Right.
And, you know, you had to be, and you have to be careful. You have to watch how you fight. You crack a hand, you break a knuckle, whatever.
Sure.
You should be in the finals. And what's, I don't want to say it's not fair, it's just the way it was set up, where there would be guys that were alternates who didn't fight the first fight, didn't fight the second.
Well, sounds like Aya Kenta in Brooklyn, just a guy in the top 10 just hanging around, got a shot at the title.
But at least he sells a house.
But he didn't make weight, so he couldn't even get the title. He missed it by 0.2 pounds. And his underwear weighed 0.2 pounds.
I'm sure he took his underwear off.
He did, but they wouldn't let it count.
How come he didn't cheat on the scale like others have done, like Cormier did?
Lift a foot up?
Yeah. You know that works. Yeah, well, have you done it?
I've never done it. Have you?
Yeah, I you know, at the house, I did it on purpose. I tried it.
The scales of justice.
And if you, because you're not putting all your weight on the scale.
Right.
So if you put your left foot or your right foot, doesn't matter which one, you put one on and you put the other just your toe on, and you're kind of, that much of the weight is off.
Sure.
So if you're only 0.2,
yeah,
I would say chop a toe off.
The big furry, you know,
the Russian fake thing that he wears, yeah, he would shave the fake part off.
He would shave his troll helmet off. He looks like one of those trolls. What do they call those things? I don't even know what they call those hats, but.
Yeah. No, it's not going to work.
So
we've got that coming up. Yeah. We have the finale, bare knuckle fighting,
yeah,
in Biloxi.
And then I think there's something coming up on the, what, don't we have a food fight coming up on the 16th?
Yep.
So Titus O'Neil's coming up.
We'll have Arnold Adams on next week.
Okay.
He was going to come on now. We're running, you know, behind schedule a little bit. So we'll reschedule him for next week for the bare knuckle.
If I'm not mistaken, tonight's the Best of the Bay. All the best restaurants are being awarded tonight.
Now, who cares?
Should be a good time.
I don't care.
Well, are you going to be on there? Best broadcast radio.
Not in there this year. We didn't get nominated.
Well, you don't advertise.
We didn't advertise the last 3 years.
That's why you didn't win.
But at least we were nominated.
Well, you got to spend money to get awards.
Not interested.
In the political world.
Yeah, I don't need awards.
I didn't win nothing.
I don't need awards.
I didn't even get a ticket to the show.
Longest running MMA show in the country. Longest running sports show in Tampa Bay. I don't need awards.
And number two radio broadcaster.
On the show.
And Steve Sullivan.
You know, on this show, and that's about it. So next week, I'll be in Vegas,
yep,
broadcasting from UFC Media Room. You'll be in the Queen Ship. The Queen Ship. Not the Mothership. The Queen Ship.
Sounds like I'm going to England or something.
It could be. We'll do our picks next week.
Okay.
We'll have some of the fighters on now that I know that Rios is fighting next week. We'll have him and Joe Stevenson for sure.
Okay. Yeah. While I'm at the Mothership next weekend, if anybody wants to.
Not next weekend, next Wednesday.
Or next Wednesday. But while I'm there, if anybody wants to be a sponsor of the show, wants to cut a commercial, I could do so while I'm there.
No, you can't.
No,
I've heard your commercials.
I said I can't. It won't sound very good. It's going to be a train wreck for me to read it. but I'm available to do so if anybody wants to put their logo behind this tragic.
Believe it or not, I went out and I sold some advertising, and I said that Matt McClellan is more than happy to do the commercial. They paid me extra for you not to do it.
It's a great strategy.
It is.
See,
I thought it worked well.
Like Turner Hooch, you see how it is?
I said, let me play you Matt's last commercial.
Oh, that was brutal.
And this is who will voice it.
I got to redo that one. But can I use your voice while you're gone next week?
Oh, my God.
Or maybe auto-tune. See if Audio-Technica can digitally enhance my voice.
I got it even better. How about we go in and we have you do it at Bubba's studio,
okay,
where they can, you know, change your voice.
Yes, like that's what I'm saying. I auto-tune it. Then you know, that, or I could just stop talking.
That would be a good thing. I don't mind you talking. It's your commercial reading is not very good.
Well, just my reading in general.
Maybe if it was in Portuguese, you'd be better.
Big words scare me.
What's the Portuguese, you're going to die? I want that in a commercial spot.
I don't know. Portuguese, you're going to die?
Yeah, you know, what they chant in all the fights.
Oh, I don't know.
Something knucklehead. It sounds like, ooh, knucklehead.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, whatever. It is all good. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Steve Savanu for answering his phone at Audio Technica. I want to thank Josh Parisian, who's going to get a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on. Ken Shamrock will now be on each and every, and we need to make sure that he understands it's 3:30 so that we can keep this ship running. Ship, I said, S-H-I-P, ship,
yep,
running. Arnold Adams will be on next week. With that all said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Thank you, Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to tuxtailstampa.com or humanesocietytampa.org.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.